This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday to you. Hope you had a good day. The day's coming to a close. Let me get you through the evening. Let me get you through the night. And you know what I'm going to ask for in return? Nothing. Nothing. Okay, 4 hours. We got plenty to talk about. Unfortunate things to talk about. The Falcons right now, they're playing the Panthers. Let's see if there's good news to come out of that game. Tonight, it doesn't seem like we'll be a night of good news. But here's the good news. I'm in a good mood. I'm here with you. And we are going to rock this out regardless of what the news is. As I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, when you need certainty in a home buying process, with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can help you do that. You can find me online. All my social media is at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up. You know the number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs. I kind of gave you the idea that tonight, yeah, I'm going to try to find the bright side in the news, because quite frankly, Major League Baseball season is done. The NBA is done. They're trying to figure out when they're coming back. NHL has been done for a few weeks now. All we got is the NHL. We have the NFL, and then we have college football, which to a certain degree has been a disaster, depending on which conference you care about. And today, things haven't necessarily gotten any better. Today, unfortunately, here in 2020, like a lot of things we've seen here in 2020, today has been the day of COVID. You know, I start off the day and we go through the middle portion of the day and it's like, boom, New York Giant tests positive for COVID. You know, Will Hernandez, the guard, the man in the middle, trying to help the run game, trying to help protect Daniel Jones, tests positive for COVID. Looks like the New York Giants will still be able to play Tom Brady and the Buccaneers on Monday night and get their asses kicked. So in that regard, I guess things are A-OK. And that's not just where it stops. The biggest name in college football, the quarterback, the guy who's going to be taken number one. I know what he said a few days ago. And, you know, I may stick around in college. Come on. It's unlikely. This man is going to go to the NFL. He's going to go get that money. He can posture or not posture as much as he wants as to scaring somebody off from going number one. As he's so good, he could probably dictate to a certain degree where he goes. But ultimately, Trevor Lawrence tonight, we found out, tested positive for COVID-19. Clemson is 6-0. If you ask me, they're pretty much the favorites to go back and win the national championship. This would be the second of Trevor Lawrence's career. I mean, for a guy playing college football in his third season, he has a national championship. He has a legitimate opportunity. He's probably going to win the Heisman. He's going to be selected number one overall. The guy is 6'6". He can run. He can throw. He can do it all. Matter of fact, the guy is, as far as I know, I think he's also engaged. What a hell of a life for a 21-year-old who's going to blink in a few weeks, or excuse me, a few months, and he's going to be wealthy as hell. But not right now, and not with COVID, okay? This is a tweet that Trevor Lawrence decided to share this evening. I've tested positive for COVID-19, and my symptoms have been relatively mild while I'm following the protocol from Clemson and the ACC. The thing that hurts is missing an opportunity to be with my teammates this weekend and play the game that I love. I hate that I can't be there, but I will be watching from isolation and pulling for you guys while I wait for the opportunity to rejoin the team. God bless and go Tigers. Trevor Lawrence is completing 70% of his passes this year. He has 21 touchdowns, and he's going to miss this game against Boston College. He has to isolate now for 10 days, which means he may not just miss this game against Boston College on Saturday. He may actually miss what may be a competitive game against Notre Dame next weekend. And we know college football, you go from conference to conference. The ACC has been playing. The Big Ten just started playing, trying to fit in 8 and 9 games in 8 and 9 weeks, which is absolutely ridiculous. And here we already have Nebraska and Wisconsin. Was supposed to be this weekend. That's canceled because the Badgers are dealing with 16 positive cases, including their own head coach, Paul Christ. A matter of fact, Graham Mertz, their freshman quarterback, he threw 5 touchdown passes against Illinois. They beat the bricks off of Illinois, and Graham Mertz tested positive. The team was basically going to be on their 4th string quarterback. And if you're out west, if you're in the Pac-12, you're trying to get 7 games done in 7 weeks? This is crazy. Every conference has its own rules. The Big Ten and Commissioner Warren, they already said we ain't playing. And then they backed up and said, okay, we will play. And look, they're testing in the Big Ten. They're testing daily. And they're still having issues, still having problems. This won't be the only problem. They already have a rule out that's saying, hey, you got to play 6 games to be eligible for the Big Ten championship. Like, okay, whoop-de-doo. You played 5 games. How exciting. And this is wild. This is not just an issue here in college football. It's just a larger mess because conference to conference, everybody does what they want to do. It's kind of like the United States of America. The last I checked, we were all on this big-ass landmass, kind of all together. The last I looked at the map, the state lines were divided by pieces of water and other aspects of geography. I didn't know we had hard lines. Where the hell is the coordination? And you even look at other sports. I mean, we were on air the other night. The Dodgers won the World Series, and the commissioner of Major League Baseball had to stand on the stage in the middle of the ceremony and let everybody know Justin Turner, on the winning team, the starting star third baseman, tested positive for COVID during the game and had to be pulled in, what was it, the 8th inning? This is what Rob Manfred had to say. I never thought I would hear this during a championship celebration.
It's a bittersweet night for us. We're glad to be done. I do think it's a great accomplishment for our players to get the season completed. But obviously, we're concerned when any of our players test positive. We learned during the game that Justin was a positive. He was immediately isolated to prevent spread.
Yeah, he was immediately isolated to prevent spread. But then every single news outlet imaginable picked up video of this man going back out onto the field to celebrate, taking off his mask, sitting next to his manager, Dave Roberts, who happens to be a cancer survivor, and just kind of rolling like there was, like there's not a care in the world. Like everything is A-okay, like COVID is not transmittable. Like it's not something that you could share with somebody. And I get it. You can get caught up in a celebration. Damn it, I would have wanted to be out there too. But at what point are you actually responsible? Major League Baseball is now investigating the actions of Justin Turner. Like, how much of an investigation do you need? You had protocols. Y'all told him to stay his ass in the back by himself. And he came back out. We all saw it. I mean, go ahead and investigate the minutia. Go ahead and investigate the details. But we saw what happened. And so it doesn't matter if it's Trevor Lawrence and college football. It doesn't matter if it's the NFL, which they had to put out a memo this week saying, hey, listen, guys, we're about halfway through. Y'all need to really, try to chill out here. We're going to run out of weeks to reschedule games. The NBA had no issues in a bubble. They're trying to figure out right now, when they're going to start playing. Is it going to be right before Christmas? Is it going to be closer to Martin Luther King Day in January? So right now, for the rest of this year, for the rest of 2020, getting ready to roll up and through an election, the next 2 months, we can just bet on football. You can bet on the NFL. They ain't slowing down. The NFL is going to go to their Super Bowl. They actually said, I think we're going to have, 13,000 people in Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Well below their full capacity. The NFL is going to go through hella hot water to hold their Super Bowl. In college football, they're pretty much, I assume, they're going to do the same thing to have their Final Four and get to their national title, to go to the college football playoff. But at this point, I understand. And Trevor Lawrence is out right now, but the man's going to come back. Clemson and Alabama will be right there at the top. And then we got to flip a coin and see if Ohio State can even play enough games in their conference. We have to think about if Notre Dame will be there as well. Is anybody in the Pac-12 gonna be good enough? Are they going to play enough games to even qualify for the top four? I had people calling me up the other night telling me, Major League Baseball this, Major League Baseball that, the Dodgers title is valid. You're damn right the Dodgers title is valid. For what they played, that doesn't mean what they played, and that goes for every single team. That doesn't mean what they played was a typical season. It sure as hell wasn't. It was 2 months. The same way I can look at college football right now and go conference to conference and go, how are they playing 10 over here? How are they playing 11? How the hell are they playing 7? How are they playing 6? It's a joke. And I understand the premise of having to play or wanting to play because you don't want to miss out on money, because you want to go out there and make the cash. I get it. The NBA lost almost $1 billion. The NFL, I don't want to know what their hit is going to be when they make around $15 and $16 billion a year. It's a tough situation, not just for the leagues, but for the businesses, for the ushers, for everybody that participates. But nobody can tell me that for what we got, yes, you can appreciate it. I love the fact that I can sit here and see what disaster the Falcons will make of themselves tonight. I love that I can sit here and talk about a World Series. I appreciate all of it. But it doesn't mean that we haven't had a coordinated failure across the board in helping to mitigate this coronavirus, COVID-19, that we haven't had a coordinated effort throughout the NCAA to kind of slow things down. If we need a reminder here, if we haven't had one here in 2020, is that, okay, we already know human beings are selfish. We can help out when we want to, but ultimately humans are selfish. Human beings are about that cash. They're about that money. And here we see a Big Ten, which said, we're not going to play. And then they said, we got daily testing. And there was enough pressure. They said, we will play. And now we see the disaster starting to kind of boil and bubble up as to why they initially did not want to play. Because you can go out there and put on a show. You can pull the clowns and you could pull all the artists out the back. That doesn't mean it's going to be worth the money. You can pay to go to the concert. That doesn't, what good does it make or mean if the drummer, he can't perform up to par? What does it mean if the guitarist can't show up or didn't show up? What about the vocalist? What if the vocalist has a strained voice? Was it still worth it for the show to go on? And right now in college football, you can look at Trevor Lawrence, or this weekend you sure as hell can't. You can go ahead and look at another conference. All right, Pac-12 didn't start yet. That's not until next week. And you can look at an Alabama and a Clemson run roughshod over everybody week to week. Is it still worth it? Oh, yeah, it is. It's worth it for the wallet. It's worth it for personal satisfaction and personal gain. But is it worth it in the long run? I don't think so. And that's what makes all of this embarrassing. You don't take for granted what you got. And it's not to say, oh, well, let's just cower into a hole and do nothing. But that doesn't make the process any easier. It's just a reminder that everything is about the dollar bill. And we can't get out of this year soon enough so we can at least maybe get back to a normal way of living. Maybe it's next year. Maybe it's 2022. Who knows? One thing that's not going to change, every decision made is going to be built around the dollar bill. So all the best to Trevor Lawrence and his recovery. I wish him well. I wish all of these college athletes well. You know, nobody knows the long-term effects of having COVID. We hear about them. Nobody knows. You know why? Because the long-term effects, they ain't been so long yet. We're still living in it. So kudos to everybody that's out there participating. Everybody is participating under their own volition. No one is being forced to. Some people, if you want to boil it down, they probably don't want to, but feel they have no choice. Some may not have a choice. And kudos to them. But there are a lot of people running around who really need the money. There are a lot of people running around who really need the opportunity. And they're even more deserving of some praise. So enjoy all of the sports that you can. Enjoy the NFL the rest of this year. Enjoy the rest of this college football season. But don't forget why they're out there playing. We can talk about joy and trying to do this. But at the end of the day, whether you're a prospect in college or whether you're out here running around in the league, we're watching these games because of money. Because of money. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. I want to open up the phone lines if you want to give me a call. 855-212-4CBS. And then speaking of wanting to watch somebody, CC Sabathia, he had an interesting comment as to why folks probably aren't watching Major League Baseball. We'll talk about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Unfortunately, you had to come on and share the unfortunate COVID news that Trevor Lawrence of Clemson, star quarterback, future number one pick in the NFL draft, tested positive for COVID-19. He's displaying mild symptoms. He's going to be in isolation for 10 days. He's going to miss the game against Boston College. Might miss out against playing Notre Dame. Good luck to Trevor Lawrence. Conference to conference in the NCAA when it comes to football, it is a complete mess. We know it is. The phone number, if you should dial, 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. If you want to know what's really scary, seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. So it's real simple. Switch to Geico and save. And I told you, you know, football, not just NCAA football, not just the NFL, this is something that every single sport has had to deal with. Right now, this time of year, based on schedules and cancellations and delays and postponements, all we got is football. the rest of the year. When you talk about the major team sports, all we are left with is football, ACC, maybe some Big Ten games, Pac-12 going to get going next Saturday, next weekend. All we're left with is football, but that doesn't mean we're not getting just more news across the board here in all sports. It was pretty wild. Outside of Justin Turner testing positive for COVID and running around on the field, disregarding the rules of Major League Baseball, this is crazy. Tony La Russa, who is 76 years old, was hired today as manager of the White Sox. This man started managing for the White Sox in 1979. That was his first season, his first year. He then went on in the late 80s to help the Oakland Athletics win a World Series. He won two more approximately 10 years ago as manager of the Cardinals, and he is back. He's back. This old man, he's back. I last night I told you I'm glad that in the NBA, Stephen Silas, son of Paul Silas, got a head coaching job, a head coaching opportunity, instead of just recycling old guys. Well, I guess the White Sox, they feel that they are close enough with their young talent. They think Tony La Russa is going to put them over the edge. This guy's been bouncing around Major League Baseball strictly as an advisor. So good luck to the White Sox. I hope he doesn't fall asleep on the bench. We got Mike calling from Las Vegas. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, JR, man? You know, with Tony La Russa first, who is going to be on this staff? Jim Leland and Bobby Cox and Jim Torrey? Are they available? Come on, man.
If you want all the old guys, we can find them.
You know, but Trevor Lawrence, man, he should be at home chilling, man. I mean, what do you have to prove, man? You're going to be the number one draft pick in the NFL, man. You don't need to prove anything. What, you want to get Dabo Swinney another ring so he can still think he's a great coach? Well, you know, I wouldn't even try to go back out and do anything, you know. And it's just like you're going to be the number one pick. People say, well, what about Justin Fields? JR, can you name me any Ohio State quarterback that ever done a thing in the NFL, including Dwayne Haskins? I don't care what you run at Ohio State. All their quarterbacks been bust when they got to the NFL. Every last one of them been garbage.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily go ahead and look through the history of Ohio State quarterbacks. I would simply go ahead and take a look at Trevor Lawrence. I mean, that speaks for itself. And, you know, you talk about, why does Trevor Lawrence want to play? We heard from these guys. You know, I guess he wants to go out there and win another national championship. He wants to go out there and he wants to win a Heisman. I mean, he's a competitor. He's the best player at his level. He wants to show up and show out. Let's be real here and let's be honest. And thank you, Mike, for calling from Vegas. The reality is, yeah, he can sit out. But what else is he going to do? He's a football player. And the reality is, he's a football player before he's a student. Okay, Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he doesn't need to raise his draft stock. Not at all. But what else is he going to do? You think he enjoys just going to class? Him going to class is just kind of like a prerequisite for him of going into the NFL. So I guess from his perspective, he's like, you know what? Going to the class thing ain't cutting it for me. I'm going to get my degree anyway. I might as well just play football. If I catch COVID, I run the risk of it, and, you know, I'll be okay at the end. And I'm pretty sure he will be, hopefully. No harm, no foul. It's not like he went out there and ended up like Jalen Waddle and ended up just tearing his leg up. I mean, he's done. Let's see how his draft stock falls at wide receiver. Look, these guys got choices. They all got choices. Everybody could have sat out. I mean, look, you want to talk about Fields? He was helping to lead the charge, saying, oh, no, here at Ohio State, we need to play football. We need Big Ten football. These youngsters, they were extremely visible. Extremely visible. And that's one thing that right before we got on the phone with Mike, I was telling you about Major League Baseball, them having an old manager, someone that we've seen since 79, and Tony La Russa, CeCe Sabathia. He was on the Bill Simmons podcast, and he says Major League Baseball needs to do a better job marketing its players. Well, we already know that. Listen to what CeCe had to say.
You know what the other leagues do really, really well is they use their sponsors, the big, you know, companies that sponsor their league. They use their players in their commercials. So you right. have, you know, now you have the State Farm commercials where you have, you know, you got Dame Lillard and you got CP3. I just saw some other young point guard that just joined them in that stuff. But like they do a good job of making these guys like household names by using their sponsors in the commercials. I don't think MLB does a good job of that. Like, I was watching, you know, an NFL game the other day, and I love Larry Fitzgerald, Hall of Fame player, but he's got a commercial on you know what I'm saying, on national TV. Like, how does Kristen Yelich not have a commercial? Or, like, some of these guys, like, that we can showcase around our league, that we use our sponsors to put these guys in these national commercials.
Kristen Yelich has a personality? Kristen Yelich does something besides play baseball? And I guess that's the problem. Nobody knows. I don't know what Kristen Yelich sounds like. Come on, let's go ahead and find the MVPs. You know, I could listen to the radio and hear LeBron's voice, know exactly who it is. I can turn on a radio. I could be in my house and hear Cam Newton, know exactly who it is. Major League Baseball, yeah, they do a terrible, awful job marketing, putting their players at the forefront. You know, everything in Major League Baseball is all about, hey, we have to, we got to abide by the rules and we got to go team first and it's less about the player and not, come on. Even the NFL, where it's all about the shield, even they allow their players to show up every now and then and say something. Even if sometimes they're told to just shut up. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of the NBA and their players having power, it looks like, you know, we might have a delay here as to when the season will get started. Is it going to be closer to Christmas? Is it going to be next year? Some of the NBA's players are speaking out. We'll talk about this when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A Thursday night. Trying to get you a little bit closer to the weekend. We had to open up the show talking about Trevor Lawrence testing positive for COVID. Man. Ain't no surprises here, so there's nothing to be surprised about. It's just highly unfortunate. We could have all seen this coming. Doesn't matter who you are, what your name is. This is just what's going on and what's happening in 2020. Right before we went to break, we shared some audio from CeCe Sabathia, who says Major League Baseball is awful. They need to get it together in marketing. They're stars. You can look at any other professional league here in the United States. So you can look at the NBA and you can look at the NFL. Corporate sponsors utilize the star players. You know, Chris Paul is on television all day long for State Farm. And they used the example of Kristen Yelich. And I said, you know what? That's true. What the hell does Kristen Yelich sound like? You know, I see the guy. I know what he looks like without his hat on. I know what he looks like in a helmet, in a ball cap. But it's true. I don't know a damn thing about Kristen Yelich. If I heard him on the radio or in another room while the television was on, I wouldn't know who the hell he was. And it's true. Major League Baseball, we know this already. You know, part of their own game is to stifle and quiet exciting players down, to stifle personalities for the unwritten rules of this game that is unfortunately only watched primarily by folks who have an average age of 60. And there's nothing wrong with a 60-year-old watching baseball. But if baseball wants to live on for years, they got to try to age that down. They have to market their players. You got to be able to have Fernando Tatis Jr. You know, let this guy run around and be a face. No, why not? And that's where Major League Baseball, that's one of their many problems. And so CC Sabathia is just repeating something that we've known, quite frankly, for a long time. And that's MLB. They want their players to shut up. They're happy to take the television money, and then they're happy to keep it quiet. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes. Speaking of keeping players quiet, we know that's not the NBA's MO. Their stars are extremely vocal about not only the business dealings that take place in the NBA, societal and social issues. It doesn't matter where you fall on the scale or what you believe, NBA players, they speak their minds. And right now, since the Lakers have won the title a couple of weeks ago, the NBA has had to be aggressive when it comes down to next season and its start. There was a hope a few weeks ago that the NBA was going to get things going around next January or this January, around Martin Luther King Day. And they were hoping to have fans in the stands. They were hoping to at least, you know, have a couple of folks around, pick up some dollars, pick up some money. But that's not the case with COVID cases going up all across the United States of America. The NBA is trying to move things up. The owners are, like right before Christmas, to have a start on December 22nd, to utilize Christmas as a showcase. That's what it's traditionally been. But one thing we know, the NBA, if you want to think about this past season, the games that were canceled, the games that weren't displayed, the fans that didn't show up, the NBA's revenue fell closer to $8 billion. Traditionally, they were inching up towards $9 billion a year. And this is almost double from 10 years ago. The NBA has been making money hand over fist here. And it looks like we won't just have a clear vote tomorrow. There was to be a vote tomorrow on the start of the season. But Malcolm Brogdon of the Pacers, he says, he's one of the leaders of the Players Association. He says, hey, we may actually delay that a few days. This is important. You know, it boils down to how much money is going to be lost, how the players' salaries work. Do they have to put some of their salaries into escrow? Do they have to spread salaries out over the next several years to offset some of the money that will be lost? There are huge business ramifications here. The NBA told clubs that they could lose almost 40% of their overall revenue. That'd be about $4 billion. If the season took place with no fans showing up at all. The money has to come from somewhere. You know, you can't just make money off of the television contracts, or you got to spread it out. The players, the free agents, we don't know when free agency is going to start formally. If it's going to start right after the draft on November 18th, we don't know when the season is going to start. And those are just the business decisions that have to be made. How do we split up the pie? What do we do with the money that does come in? How do we not just tear up the economic system for the next several years so we don't have huge jumps or falls in the salary cap? And then you actually have to think about the talent that's on the field or on the court. Danny Green, he was on The Ringer, the NBA show, and he pretty much said on what a December start could mean for the vets.
December 22nd is not even mine. I think most guys, if they said we start in December, I think they're like, I'm not going to be there. Right. If I had to guess, because we have a lot of vets on our team, and these guys, we just played a whole season. Bron's been in the finals 10 years out of his 17 years, which is unbelievable mentally. You know, it's training to do that. And to have that quick of a restart, I wouldn't expect to see him there. I wouldn't expect to see him probably for the first month of the season. He'll probably be working out with us, probably do some playing, I just don't expect guys to want to be there or show up willingly.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron James is an exceptional case. If you factor in all of the playoff games that he's played in, he hasn't played 17 seasons, of which LeBron James actually debuted tonight, this night, 17 years ago. If you factor in the three additional, for his playoff games, he has played three additional years. That is 20 seasons of basketball, 82 games that this man has played for the past 17 years. I'm not mad at him if you go ahead and look at what has been a traditional offseason of, even in LeBron's case, this is somebody he plays until June. He'll typically get June, half of June, July, August, September. He's going to get about 3 months off, give or take. And to say after you stuck him in a bubble for 2 months and now he's out to throw him out there onto the court, I don't blame him. This man is trying to win championships. If he says, I don't want to play for the first couple of weeks, I'm not mad at him. I think all of these NBA players, you know, you can think about the money. You can complain about the money. They're already losing money. They're having money taken away. I mean, CJ McCollum legitimately said, and yeah, this is their problem, not the problem of me, you, or anybody else. CJ McCollum basically said, yeah, there's about a quarter of our NBA players who live check to check. Yeah, well, I guess they're going to have to come down on their expenses sooner than later instead of trying to keep up with the Joneses. So the NBA, they have a large issue here. Do they start the season in December? Do they run the risk of some of their most popular talent, some of their veterans, their star players sitting out, losing or actually trying to make up some money? Or do they start up closer to Martin Luther King Day and say, okay, well, we'll go ahead and take the L, but we're also going to lose some cash. We'll lose some money. I could tell you this. I think regardless, the NBA is going to try to start. Because the last thing anybody wants to do here in 2020 is lose money. Nobody wants to lose any type of cash. Expenses for the NBA and just putting together the bubble was approximately $200 million. We don't know what the situation would look like if the NBA got started again. We don't know if we're going to have several bubbles across the United States, or I can't see folks being told to stay in their hotels. But we might see a situation where, hey, if you're Boston, if you're the Celtics, then hey, you may only be playing the Knicks. You may not go further than Chicago. You might do a kind of a round robin. You might be one team, you might be a quote-unquote host city, and then try to run a few teams through that city at one time. These are the things that we have to deal with here in 2020, and it's unfortunate. You know, we open up this hour talking about COVID, and here you have Trevor Lawrence. He tests positive. The World Series ends. Justin Turner tests positive. The NBA, they're trying to mitigate and bring down some of their losses. They have to figure that out. The NFL, they're scared to death that they won't have any more cancellations because they have nowhere to put these games. College football, outside of Trevor Lawrence, how the hell are we getting 7 games in 7 weeks? It's already been a massive failure. And as I said, it's about the cash. It's about the money. The NBA is no different. The NFL is no different. And if you're a fan, just sit back and enjoy it and hope that we don't get the worst. You know, we've heard enough from some players, the players, and people always say, oh, the players will be great. The players will be fine. Yeah, Carl Anthony Towns is fine. But Carl Anthony Towns' mom passed from COVID complications. Khabib, And shout outs to Zach Gelb. I just saw Zach right before I came on. He spoke to Dana White. Khabib, who said he might retire. And now he says he might come back, or Dana White says. Khabib, his dad passed away from complications due to COVID. And I tell you, you know, us, we as human beings, we can go ahead and be selfish in different regards. And it's not just about the athletes testing positive for COVID. We've had athletes who have just had complications of myocarditis after the case, heart issues after testing positive for COVID. Let's try not to be so selfish here in the sports world. At least the NBA, at least the NFL, the NHL, Major League Baseball, at least these are leagues where we're actually looking at professionals, guys who are treated as professionals, guys who have unions. The college football system is just haphazard. It's all over the place. The flashlight has been on the college system because it's like, hey, these athletes, they're students first. We know it's not the case. And they have no leverage. And that's why we go week to week, conference to conference, just basically looking at a joke. And it's highly unfortunate. So good luck to everybody dealing with COVID. Good luck to all the athletes. Good luck to everybody out there listening. Stay safe and stay well. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Cleveland Browns. I know it's the Browns, but people in Cleveland, they should be happy. I'll tell you a reason why when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.